அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்துஹு. ஆல் ப்ரேஸ் பீ டு அல்லாஹ், த மோஸ்ட் மர்சிஃபுல் அண்ட் த மோஸ்ட் க்ளோரியஸ். பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் பி அப்பான் அவர் ப்ராஃபட் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம், ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி அண்ட் ஃபாலோவர்ஸ். இஸ்லாம் அவர் தீன் எம்ஃபசைசஸ் த இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் வெரி மச். ப்ராஃபட் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் ஹாவ் டோல் தட் whoever takes a path in search of knowledge, Allah will cause him to walk in one of the paths to paradise. And in another narration it was told, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, if Allah intends goodness for a person, he will give him the understanding of the religion, and the knowledge opens the door of other virtues. By understanding the knowledge, a person can give a good worship and he can worship Allah in a good manner which is high in quality. And knowledge is a prerequisite to acts of all worships. Knowledge also helps us to comprehend the present. By knowing the worldly knowledge on the subjects will help one person to progress in business or in work life. So one should also concentrate on the knowledge of this world and the Akhira world. And one should not possess the arrogance. If a person possesses arrogance, it will cause him to enter hell. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have warned us against arrogance is disdaining the truth out of self-conceit and contempt for the people. So one should avoid arrogance and one should hold the humility for the sake of Allah. We don't know much. Allah knows everything and anything. So we have to hold the humility. May Allah grant us understanding of this deen, and may Allah help us to increase our knowledge. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us a dua, Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. To seek the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi zidni ilma means, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. We have to continuously ask this dua till our mouth. May Allah grant us this knowledge. May Allah grant us understanding of our deen. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu.